This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. BJP leader Devendra Fadnavis was sworn in as the Chief Minister of Maharashtra in a grand ceremony at Mumbai's Azad Maidan yesterday. Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan administered the oath of office and secrecy to Mr. Fadnavis. Shiv Sena Chief Eknath Shinde and NCP President Ajit Pawar also took the oath as Deputy Chief Ministers. The swearing-in follows a historic mandate for the Mahayuti Alliance in the recent Assembly elections. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis has assured that the state will witness a fully transparent and stable government in the next 5 years. In a press conference held after his swearing-in yesterday, Mr. Fadnavis emphasized that while the roles in the new government have reversed, the speed and direction of development will remain unchanged. Mr. Fadnavis announced that a special 3-day session of the new assembly will begin in Mumbai from Saturday, during which the new MLAs will take their oath. The election for the post of Speaker will take place on the 9th of this month, followed by the governor's address. Denying any rift between the three coalition partners, leading to a delay in government formation, Mr. Fadnavis said, a successful coalition is run through consultation. Stating that the new cabinet will be in place before the winter session of Assembly, Mr. Fadnavis confirmed that discussions regarding portfolio allocation are in the final stage, along with appraisal of the work done by the ministers in the previous regime. Centre and Asian Development Bank, ADB, signed a $50 million loan agreement for Climate Adaptator Water Harvesting Project in Meghalaya yesterday. The loan agreement for the Climate Adaptator Community-Based Water Harvesting Project was signed by Juhi Mukherjee, Joint Secretary, Department of Economic Affairs, and Mia Oka, Country Director of ADB's India Resident Mission. The project will support the construction of 532 small water storage facilities across 12 districts. These facilities will incorporate climate-resilient designs to capture and manage heavy rainfall and flash floods during monsoon season. The stored water shall improve water security during the dry season. Food and Public Distribution Minister Prahlad Joshi launched Anna Chakra, a tool to enhance the efficiency of the public distribution system, PDS, supply chain in New Delhi yesterday. This tool will revolutionize and modernize the PDS logistics network and enable the seamless movement of food grains across the nation through route optimization. Besides, the minister also launched a portal named Subsidy Claim Application for National Food Security Act, SCAN. The portal will ensure end-to-end automation of processes for the release and settlement of food subsidies. Speaking at the occasion, Mr. Joshi said, these innovative steps will enhance transparency, efficiency and accountability in the implementation of the PDS. He said, these steps are aimed towards modernizing the public distribution system and subsidy claim mechanisms of the states. Reserve Bank of India will announce its bi-monthly monetary policy review statement today. The Monetary Policies Committee, chaired by RBI Governor Shaktikant Das, began its deliberation on Wednesday amid concerns over rising Consumer Price Index CPI inflation. CPI-based inflation reached 6.21% in October, a 14-month high, well above the RBI's tolerance levels. The RBI has kept the repo rate or short-term lending rate unchanged at 6.5% since February 2023. The nation is paying tributes to the chief architect of the Indian Constitution, Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, on his 69th death anniversary today. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Deputy Chairperson of Rajya Sabha Harivansh, parliamentarians and many other dignitaries will pay tributes to Dr. Ambedkar at Prerna Sthal in Parliament House complex. The entire event will be opened up for public to pay their obeisance to Dr. Ambedkar at the Prerna Sthal from 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. through Gate No. 1 near Parliament Library Building at Pandit Pant Marg in New Delhi. The stage is set for an exciting second test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy between India and Australia. The match will begin at the Adelaide Oval today and will be a day-night encounter with a pink ball. India leading the series 1-0 after their convincing win in the first test in the Perth will be looking to extend their dominance. And that is the end of this news bulletin.